This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Donald Trump will no longer be allowed to use speech as justification for taking federal funding away from broadcasters. A Washington federal judge today ruled that Trump's 2025 executive order ending funding to NPR and PBS because he didn't like their programming was unconstitutional. Colorado Public Radio was also a plaintiff in that case, but, well, it is a victory for the stations and networks. The ruling has limited practical impact. Congress followed Trump's lead and ended funding for public broadcasting. The judge's ruling doesn't change that. Local police say someone is targeting pets at a home near Broomfield High School by placing hot dogs laced with illegal drugs into their yard. It first happened back in November when a homeowner found two hot dogs that later tested positive for meth. A second incident happened at the same home about a month later. On that occasion, two dogs tested positive for meth after eating the rogue hot dogs. Police say it happened again in March. They're asking the public to come forward with any information. 75 employees at Alamo Drafthouse movie theater announced they will be going on strike. The reason? A new cell phone-based QR code ordering system that defies the theater's long-standing anti-phone policy. The new ordering process has scrambled orders, created tensions between workers and customers, and added needless distractions, union members say. Alamo Drafthouse maintains the new QR ordering system keeps servers from interrupting the end of movies. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.